Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
China's COVID pivot is a force majeure moment, with Beijing focused on building up quarantine facilities rather than hospitals. That's the view of Matthew Brooker, who's written a piece for Bloomberg Opinion in which he calls that approach a recipe for disaster. Matthew joins us now. Matthew, good morning to you. This is a reference to the film Force Majeure that you've made in this piece as well. But describe to us how this retreat from COVID zero has produced what looks like quite chaotic results.
Well, I think we don't really know what the results are at this point. I mean, anecdotally, the people that I know in China and the contacts I've seen and the messages I've seen, it does seem to be running wild. I mean, everyone, certainly in the major cities, seems to know multiple people who've got COVID now. And that does, you know, reflect the experience that we had in Hong Kong. I mean, Hong Kong had a very similar policy, followed, you know, China's COVID zero policy, and everything that they did was premised on keeping Omicron out. But Omicron is just too infectious. And when it got into the city, it just it ran wild. And Hong Kong went from having zero cases and very few deaths to having the world's highest death rate. So if the same thing is repeated in China, then we could be looking at, you know, 1 or 2 million deaths. But it's really too early to tell that. You know, it's like, you know, the allusion that I drew with force majeure is that you can see the avalanche coming down the mountain, but at this stage, you don't know how bad it's going to be.
Matthew, I thought, you know, your point that you've been in contact with people on the mainland and the anecdotal evidence that is ripping this virus, and that aligns with what I've been hearing. I mean, almost every single one of my contacts in China has now said that they've caught the virus. And just for the context, you know this, Matthew, but it's worth reiterating for our audience. Most people in China did not know anyone who knew anyone who had COVID up until a couple of months ago. Yes, it originated in Wuhan, but the rest of the country was largely protected, and it was very rare to find anyone who had any contact with anyone who had the virus just up until a couple of months ago. So the change is radical. What are the failings around preparing for this, though?
Well, you know, I think it really all comes down to how much trust you've got in the authorities. I mean, there certainly was a lot of public support for COVID zero policy in the early stages. I mean, yeah. I think that, you know, Chinese people see it as having, you know, kept them safe and kept them protected from COVID. And now the message that the authorities are putting out is that, you know, essentially the cost-benefit equation has changed, and that because the later strains of COVID are less lethal, that now it's time to relax. If you trust that, maybe it's not going to be so bad. I think, though, that, you know, if you look at the way that the loosening of restrictions has come about, there's a lot of reason to be worried. I mean, one of the things that overseas experts have been saying repeatedly is that, you know, China's always been kind of between a rock and a hard place on this. I mean, there are no good options. But if you were going to get rid of COVID zero, what you really needed to do was increase the vaccination rate, particularly among the elderly and the vulnerable population. And the other thing is to expand hospital capacity, particularly with ICU beds. And neither of these things have happened to a really significant degree in China. So I think there is a lot of cause for disquiet about how this is going to go.
So what does the path forward look like? Could we see a repeat of what many of us in other parts of the world experienced of reimposing of restrictions and then lifting them to try and cope with different waves of the virus?
You know, possibly. I just don't think, I mean, given everything we know about Omicron, I don't think it's going to be viable to go back to, you know, a phase of extreme strict lockdowns, because, you know, once it's there, you can't eradicate it again. I mean, this was pretty much Hong Kong's experience. I mean, you don't know. I mean, they might try, but I think it's highly unlikely that a return to a COVID zero strategy is going to be successful.
What about this, the steps to vaccinate the elderly population? This has been a big, it seems, own goal by Chinese policymakers that hasn't happened more quickly. Do you think they can close the gap on that in time, Matthew?
Well, they're certainly going to try. I mean, they've announced a vaccination drive for December and January, with the objective by the end of January of having at least 90% having had one shot. But, you know, why now? I mean, the time to be doing this, they did have a vaccination drive back in about in spring, and that had some effect, and then it kind of petered out. What were they doing for the last 6 months? I mean, that contributes to the impression that really what's happened here is that the Chinese government's hand has been forced, rather than this being a kind of controlled and planned opening up.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB Digital Radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.